Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I just got this DM. How are you showing up on my feed? You're like a bad rash. I blocked you several times. She doesn't even like the zoo.
I think she doesn't like it because of your attitude.
No, I pretend like I'm
smells. In myself. What is this food?
No.
My feet. Where's my cane?
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Judge Lauren Lake, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am awesome.
What are we wearing today?
You know, this is a new collection I'm working on.
Okay.
It's the Fabulous Fitness Fashionista Collection.
Love it.
It is when you must work out, but you also want to be fabulous and fashionable.
Okay, so explain what you're wearing today.
So really all I'm wearing is a Lululemon legging, a workout legging with a Lululemon workout top and the sports bra. But what I've layered it with is kind of a long duster vest, right? Mm-hmm. And it's something really I would wear in a professional landscape, but what the heck? I make the rules. And then I have, and I do, I'm laying down this new law, this new fashion law. And then I paired it with a Louis Vuitton scarf.
Ooh. It's gorgeous. You know, that is like, that's like this season. Like it. Well, I've never seen that before.
Well, you know.
So you dropped some money at Louis Vuitton.
I did a thing.
Yeah.
And then I also got the tote bag and the sneakers because it's a travel collection that I also have, and it works well on the plane. So see, the good thing about when you spend a little money, as long as you have multi-purpose, limitless uses,
yes.
Let me tie that in,
yeah.
Limitless, mm-hmm. Then it's okay. So I've been really getting my money's worth out of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very cute. And you always do your little statement.
Always.
But you're doing, you didn't do a statement necklace today, but you did a statement ring.
No, because the truth is when I rip this off after I'm done here, I'm going to the gym. So I just rip this off. I don't have time for all the jewels. So I just have to take my hoop off. I have a little butterfly, which I love. And then a statement ring. All that comes off easily.
Now, we've been waiting for this.
Okay.
But you had your son. He's only 11. He
yes.
is in boarding school.
Yes.
In Florida.
Yes. His choice. And dad. Yes.
Now, we were waiting for you to break. And it seems like you have.
See, that's why I can't confide in y'all. So the truth is, I am considering dropping out of boarding school. Now, I really don't attend, but I do because I am there on the campus so much.
Yes.
But I had to tell my son. I was like, I really am having a hard time. I miss him so much.
Mm-hmm.
He has done so well, grades, sports, he's killing it down there, and he loves being independent. I just don't like it, and I think, like, as a mother, I don't think it's selfish. I had to really examine myself, but I feel like I have earned the right to say we should drop out.
Okay, so what that means, though, specifically, is that it's not that you're taking him out of school.
No, he doesn't have to
leave
the school.
You are no longer going
to
board him there, and you are going to go buy a house in Florida.
Way to let the cat out of the bag.
Okay, just way to tell all my business. Okay, but I definitely am considering allowing him to, not allowing him, but me having him stay at home. I just miss him.
Yeah.
I really do. And I just started thinking about all of the little things that I miss. I miss like making his food. I miss taking him. Everything you thought you got tired of, when you don't do it anymore, you realize it's your whole life.
I said this. Did I say this 2 years ago?
Yeah, you
a
said
year
it at the
ago?
Very beginning.
I said, he's too young. He's a baby. He's 11 years old. There is no way. I don't even want to talk about this mm-hmm. until Monroe's 18.
Well, you know, that's what I thought. It
yeah.
all hit me too fast. I thought I had at least he was 16 or whenever, 17, when he leaves for college. And then when
well,
he
16
came
or 17,
up with this-
unless you're dumb. And then you go when you're 20, like me.
What? No, he's not. He's actually ahead of himself.
I know he is. That's why he would go early.
But I was ready for that. well, really wasn't ready for that. But this, he loves this school. This is a dream of his. He loves the way the structure really appeals to him. It is really concentrated academics, concentrated athletics. I don't want to take that away from him, but I feel like my life is just so boring without him.
So you're going to leave him in school?
Yes, but I won't. I won't rip him from the school.
But he'll come home every day. He's going to come home to your new house every single day. And then your Carlos...
Big Carlos.
Big Carlos is already moved down there.
Carlos gone, okay? Look, he is gone because, honestly, he also does play sports out of the campus. So the real truth is we're doing a lot off campus and on campus, and many nights taking him back to campus at 9 o'clock at night. Now, the real truth is, what are you paying for boarding when you're going back to school at 9:30 at night? So there's a lot of other factors, but the real truth is, deep down, I gave it a scout's try.
Yes, you did.
Didn't I?
You did.
I didn't complain.
Nope.
I come in here tripping?
But the thing is that you're a good mom. You're not going to pull him out of school and bring him back to L.A.
No.
You're letting him stay where he is thriving and where he is flourishing, and you're changing your life. You're basically modifying your life around him.
I want him to come home. I want to make the meals.
Yeah.
And I just want to be and see him in the morning. Like, he's home now for spring break. And it's like my whole life. I'm just like a new person.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy that he is home.
Well, I wanted to ask your opinion because I've been having a little parenting challenge at home. I feel like we have good weeks and bad weeks, but my kid constantly is pushing boundaries with me. Well, first of all, this morning, she was not eating her breakfast and she was chewing on her Nana. Now, we have this kind of understanding, right? Daddy Gage does not let her chew on the Nana. I have different feelings about it, security for her, whatever. I said, you know, just chew it when you go to sleep, right? When you're getting ready for bed, chew it. You can chew it when you're getting ready for bed when you go to sleep. So she had it in her mouth this morning. And I said to her, I said, take the Nana out of your mouth and eat your breakfast. And there was a whole thing. Like, she didn't want pancakes and whatever. So we did that.
She wanted toast instead.
She's so drama. And then, so I said, she wouldn't do it. I said, and she doesn't fear me. She fears her Daddy Gage, so which I do too. So I said,
"Who doesn't?"
I said, "I'm going to take a picture of you right now chewing Nana, and I'm going to send it to Daddy Gage."
Oh,
she said, "I'm going to take a picture of you saying shit."
Oh,
shit!
Oh,
now I hear my nanny in the kitchen go, "Mic drop."
Wait, and I'm going to take a picture of you saying shit.
Yeah, saying shit.
No like back chat with me either, and that's your warning.
Oh, yeah, she was a great fucking help. Joe Frost. Yeah, thanks a lot, Joe Frost. So we've been doing these timeouts, and which aren't working, because now she doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this power struggle. So I put her in this chair, and I'm like, you're going to sit there 5 minutes. You're in a timeout. And then I'll be walking by, hi, Daddy. And she does this little, like, wave.
Ooh.
Hi, Daddy. And I'm like, you're in timeout. Stay quiet. Don't say a word. That's what time is. And she's smiling and laughing.
Oh.
Like, you don't, like, this
Doesn't
does not affect,
affect
me at all. I don't know what to do. Because when I was a kid, my dad would just spank me.
Right.
But we can't hit our kids anymore.
Mm-mm.
Well, in y'all's community. But no, listen, I will say this. No, and don't at me. Don't send me one email today about that, because the truth is, that is a personal choice about what is spanking now, what do you do it, how you do it. If you do not spank her, that's fine. What you have to find is what really does mean something to her, right?
That Nana.
What?
Nana.
That was just about to say. What really does mean something to her? And then she loses that.
That's what I need to do.
And because that's what I had to do with CJ. I did a lot of that. I mean, you know, I had to figure out a lot with him, because CJ was like that too, where, I mean, he wasn't waving at me. He knew good and well, don't do that. But, now don't wave. But he did kind of learn how to do the timeout in his room a little bit too well. You know what I mean? He'd just be in there like doing a song in his head and looking a little too happy.
Yeah.
You know, so
you got to take something away.
I had to take something that really means something when it means something to him, to them. So think about if it's the Nana, right? Maybe it's that she still gets it at bedtime, but when she thinks she's going to get it, maybe you don't give it to her right then.
Right.
Maybe it's a 15-minute pause, whatever time the timeout would have been, 10 minutes, 15, whatever it was. It's a pause on that. Wait. And then she'll think maybe she's not getting it. you've got to figure out something, because at the end of the day, that's only going to work against her, right?
Yeah.
If she doesn't understand boundaries, when it's time to be serious, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean? Like, when it's not a game. I think that's one of the hardest things to teach your children. Like, I'm not playing now. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a game. This is a serious thing that you need to learn.
There's, you know, several people in my home, and she manipulates all of them.
Oh, okay.
And then yesterday, I got that, was it a call from Lisa or a text? And she's like, do you mind if I order McDonald's from Monroe? And I said, yes, I fucking mind. I already picked up chicken and broccoli, which is in the refrigerator, which is what she's going to eat for dinner. Oh, well, she doesn't want that. Well, that's what she's going to have tonight.
Good for you.
We're not just going to order McDonald's every night.
Good for you.
Just 5 nights a week.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
I know.
Shout out McDonald's.
And shout out to all the parents that don't spank their kids but feed them McDonald's. But I ain't going to say nothing. But I ain't wanting to gossip, so you ain't heard it from me.
Oh, God. Now, you know, we've been going back and forth with this welcome back video for SiriusXM. Did you cave? I did finally cave, and I think we have audio of it, right?
Get your fucking ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days. You have to surround yourself with people that want to work. Have a good work environment where everyone loves what they do, because you have one life. No toxic work environments, and show up and do the work.
Oh my God, that was really good. How'd you come up with that?
My voice is a little high in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The toxic work environment, I'm not that committed. You know, it's
right.
Like, I'm not committed to eliminating that.
Sure.
But I do think.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. So what do you think of that?
You're the Kim K of SiriusXM.
Thank you.
And I'm Courtney, like, that's so true.
I'm so
that's
true.
So
can
true.
I be Chloe?
Now, speaking of SiriusXM, now that HR training that you went through, Jameson,
yes,
was very, very impactful. Because yesterday I received, what happens is every night I get a rundown like this, like who's on the show tomorrow, whatever, and the phone numbers and all of that. So Jameson sent his rundown. What you don't know yesterday is I'm going through menopause, or I'm having panic attacks, one of the two. And so I had to start like stripping off clothes yesterday because I was sweating so bad. Like it was really weird and feeling dizzy. So at the end of the show, I was wearing a white t-shirt. So Jameson wrote, "You looked good in your t-shirt. Attaboy."
Oh.
That's what he wrote. Now, here's the thing. If it was Doug, I'd be creeped out. I was not creeped out. And you're just lucky I'm a narcissist and that I
took it as a compliment.
I'm open to any compliments. Yeah. It doesn't matter how sexually explicit they are.
Right. You're being objectified.
I love it.
Fine.
Encourage it.
Yes.
But any other SiriusXM host, I imagine, would turn you into HR.
I mean, my takeaway is, wow, he actually reads those emails I send him. I'm really surprised.
When they say those kinds of things.
I don't. Good for you, dude. I mean, you should be happy.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
thanks.
Good for you, bro.
Thanks, dude. yesterday we did an article, Your Honor, on it was in regards to penis size.
Oh,
14 reasons why small dicks are preferred by men and women. And I guess the consensus was that people prefer less than 5 inches.
Who? No.
Exactly. Who? Who are these people?
Oh, that just jumped out of my mouth. That just jumped out of my mouth. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had some very strong opinions. I got a lot of DMs regarding this, and here's one of them. Whoever said size doesn't matter has a needle dick. Size matters. Only men with small dicks think size doesn't matter. Only women that are in a relationship with a man that has a small dick says it doesn't matter. No one wants to be tickled with a small, thin little dick.
Wow. Okay.
That was strong.
Passionate.
Statement. I know.
Yeah.
And look, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right? And so... it's not, I don't think it is required, but I mean, to say like, I just don't think that would be that fun.
Maybe some women have very small little, you know, vaginas and can't handle larger penises.
Could be true.
Not Megan, but.
Jesus Christ.
Or they have
like a hot dog in the hallway.
I'm pleading the fifth, but I
was. Alyssa? I'm going to kill you.
Now, Megan is looking really good.
Hot.
Because somebody's headed out on a cruise tomorrow.
All inclusive, honey.
Super sexy.
Yeah, super sexy.
I just told her she's fine as hell.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
I mean, you've lost a lot of weight.
I have. Yeah.
No, you're ready for this trip. Now, how many nights?
7 nights on board.
Ugh, seven nights equals 7 UTIs.
Oh, hell yeah. Bring tons of azo.
Get the cranberry
antibiotics,
juice.
Cranberry pills. I got a whole pharmacy up in here.
Y'all are so nasty.
By the way, we are going to be giving away Botox today.
Oh.
I have a new charity, Botox for Everyone.
Oh.
I think fifth caller, call in right now.
Wow.
We're giving away a free Botox treatment. Call now. We're going to want before and after pics, so don't use the money for alcohol or anything like that, right?
Charity.
Your rent.
Yeah, don't give it to anyone who needs it.
No.
This is for you.
For your face.
Exactly. And I don't care if it's like, you know, crow's feet or what are
wherever
these?
Wherever they want to use it. At their own discretion.
Yeah. Put the Botox wherever you want, but the fifth caller. Oh, shit, look at everything.
What about for Scrotox?
You want those before and after, Shane?
Just ask. If someone called and said that that's what it was for, what would you say?
It's fine. As long as Botox, I said they can put it wherever they want.
Right, that's true.
But, wow. So which line, Melissa?
Oh, she's going to screen them. Lines are full right now. Yeah, she has
to count them. Oh, you have to count them. Okay. Do you want me to take a break while you do that? Or no, do you want to just handle this?
Yeah, I think break and then we can have the winner on.
I know, we're just going to figure this out
organized.
As we go. I guess we should have talked about it before.
Maybe you should have had a plan.
What I would suggest is take a break and then she can have the winner ready for you to
That sounds like a great idea.
Let's just do that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night. No matter how chaotic your day is, conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.
We are back with Judge Lauren Lake, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. All right, so what did you say to me, Alyssa?
Do you want to talk about how to do a contest now? Should we do it now?
She's such a bitch. She's such a bitch.
You drive me crazy.
I'm sorry. I should have gone over that. You're right. I didn't notify anybody. You're right. But okay.
She came out of nowhere.
All right. So who is our Botox for Everyone contestant winner?
Jessica Bytoff.
Good morning, Jessica.
Hey,
wait,
Jessica.
Didn't she win last week?
No, it's another Jessica.
Is she the only one that listens?
Come on. How many sessions do you need, Jessica?
Seriously.
Shout out, Chump.
Shout out, Jessica.
I'm so excited to be talking to you guys.
All right, Jessica, make sure to take before and after pictures. We are going to send out the check Monday morning. This what we're going to do, the other Jessica is probably still waiting for that check.
I just DM'd her and asked if she got it.
Okay. We're going to do like FedEx, UPS, so you'll get it quick. Do you have a doctor?
Okay. I do. I have one, and I will call and schedule an appointment right before my 40th, and I'll take before and afters.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
Do you have any ideas?
So honored to be a recipient of this charity.
Congratulations.
I love charity. I do feel good.
Jessica, do you know how much it is, like what your doctor will charge you?
Usually it's about like $300 to $400, depending on how much I get done.
So do I need to up it? Because I sent the other Jessica $300.
Yeah, maybe $400.
No, that should be, I mean, 350? Yeah. I mean, this should be fine.
3,500.
I would spend the money on it anyway.
I'm going to send you 35,000. No, I just want to make sure you cover
it. Do you need a facelift?
Do you want Scott's car?
No. I mean, if it's still available, I'll take it.
She's no dummy.
Yeah, she isn't.
Jameson.
Well, congratulations, Jessica. Enjoy the Botox.
Thank
I'm looking
you so
forward
much.
To the pictures.
Congrats.
Okay, I will definitely send them. You guys crack me up every day. Thank you so much for the show. I love you guys.
Love you too.
I
did want to ask you, Your Honor, last night, so Monroe's aware of the embryo transfer. I didn't tell her it was a girl because, well, first of all, we don't even know if there's a baby yet.
You thought it was a boy.
It's a boy.
What is it?
Are you lying to all of us?
You know what?
It's a boy.
You know what? You better know what it is.
You know what? I meant to say, I didn't tell her
it was not a girl
because she wants a sister.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with that.
Okay,
I don't want to deal with the
say.
Wrath of her. So I didn't say anything. But last night, she said to me when I was putting her to bed, she's like, Daddy, I'm sad. And I said, why? And she said, I feel like with the new baby, I feel left out.
Aww, that's really nice of her to express how she's feeling.
She really is good about expressing her
that's
feelings.
That's emotional intelligence.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
And the fact that she could say that to you.
Do you think she got
you?
That from Scott Anderson?
Yeah, probably.
He taught her that?
I can't stand him. Now, that's a hot mess moment right there. No, no, no. That's really good.
That's great.
I did. I told her, I said, look, which I don't know what to say in these moments. I was like, look, you're my favorite child.
I hope you didn't stutter like that.
I did stutter. I said, you're my favorite. You'll always be my favorite. You and I are connected. You'll never feel left out. Don't worry. I have enough time for you. I always will make time for you. I was like rambling. She's probably like, get the fuck out.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I don't
Alyssa, are we on our cycles?
I'm giving your We're answer.
She's on
the phone. Oh my God, did you see that?
Such a bitch.
Wow, she's like, I'm on the phone.
Don't ask me any
questions. And by the way, who is she talking to?
I know, you can close the lines. We got a winner.
Blowing up, I got to tell everybody
they She's so mad because the phone lines just keep, look at, she can't.
They keep ringing.
She'll hang up on one and another one comes in. Look at, every phone line is full.
For Botox.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never had Botox in my life.
What?
What? No.
Why did you call in?
What? Do I need it? Do I need it?
I'm so stressed out. I have a show. My son's in Florida. I need Botox.
Black don't crack. I have melanin. Okay, honey? I'm rolling with what the ancestors gave me. But I don't. If anybody wants it, go ahead. I mean, it's not my issue. I'm back on you stuttering, getting through this answer with Monroe.
Yes, how did
now,
I do?
You, no, you didn't do good. I'm giving it a D. I'm giving
Shit.
It a D.
Okay, what should I have said?
I think you'd have to think about this, right? Because it could be a reoccurring thing. So don't write
yes.
it. Don't
You're
do
right.
like a one-off, right? Because
You're right.
as this comes more and more into fruition, uh-huh. it's important as a parent to be able to gauge, monitor, and be able to support her through this. So it has to be more than just a... Well, you're my favorite because she's not a dumb girl. She's a very smart child. Okay, if I'm your favorite, then why are everybody talking about this baby? Like, that is not it. It really is more about you are a part of me and our family, right? We're a family and we're growing that together.
Like, will you talk to her?
You know what?
Let's call her right
you know
now.
What? I'll do it. You know what? First I was going to say, but you know what? I'll just do it my damn self.
Thank
because
you.
You're going to mess it up. Poor child.
And I do, because she asked me, like, it's always unexpected. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I never know what to say.
She's going
to
be in her therapist's couch 20 years from now talking about, and when I asked my dad about feeling left out, he stuttered.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
It's
and
true.
And then tried to say I was his favorite.
Well, she is my favorite.
Well, of course.
Well.
Right, always.
Just wait.
But
you think? Oh, because you think I have a boy and then.
Oh, the little boys, the best.
They'll steal your heart.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I
but girls are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Girls and the daddy thing, it's
Until
it's
they
something
start driving.
Special. Until they
oh, start we got to talk about that.
Oh, God.
Shocker, everyone. Drew got in another car accident.
Yeah. She got in a wreck yesterday.
Oh, Drew, Aww. But she's okay, right?
She's okay. Her car was the one that did better than the other two cars, luckily. So okay. I'm very proud of that purchase. But yeah, she's fine. But
yeah, and the listeners were very supportive of that
they
purchase.
They were so supportive.
You know what? It was a good, safe car.
Yep.
She's been in two accidents now and unharmed.
And her car
everyone, you know,
stood the best.
There's other casualties, but not Drew.
No, that's all that matters. Just my precious little baby. Yeah.
What happened?
She was following her and another car were making a left. You know, when the light goes from yellow to red, and you're making a left. So she was following the car in front of her. The person coming hit that first car, and then she rear-ended the car that got hit.
Three car pileup.
It was a big pileup. Oh, and the first car hit a pole. So the lady, yeah.
Oh my God.
Not pole it too.
Why are we laughing?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Why are we laughing?
Yeah, we shouldn't be laughing.
We shouldn't be laughing.
What
y'all
intersection
are terrible.
Was it?
It was right in front of the school. Yeah.
Oh.
Busy.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, people think we're joking, but yeah. when we say she's on the road,
you
and
gotta
stay
watch
off the roads,
out, especially in West Hills, everybody.
How long has she been driving? Because it's already been two accidents.
Well, she's been driving, what, like 3 months? Something
okay.
like that?
All right.
But it wasn't her fault. I mean, she probably shouldn't have hit the car in front of her, but.
It was her fault. But she rear-ended the car.
But that's because another car hit that car.
Because she was following too closely and her reactions are slow.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, Alyssa told me she
crack up.
Alyssa told me that legally with the insurance company she is at fault because technically she rear-ended the car in front of her. So, we got that to look forward to.
I hope you have your insurance rates are going to go up.
Oh God.
It skyrockets, let me tell you.
Oh, and thank you for the a mom reached out because she Monroe has like one of those ATM machines and she lost the debit card. So the first time she lost the debit card, we had to break the machine open to get the money out. And then I bought her another one and then she lost the debit card again. But then a mom DM'd me yesterday. She's like, yep, happened to me. Go ahead and use your ATM card. I used my ATM card. It worked.
No way.
It opened a toy it. ATM?
Turns yeah. out it is a toy. We thought
wow.
it would need it.
It's not a real ATM after all.
Oh, man.
It's a toy. It takes any. I didn't try any of the credit cards. I was actually afraid it was going to eat my Amex. Mm-hmm. So I used another like account that I don't use debit card just in case it eats it. But it didn't.
Mm-mm. That is awesome.
Yeah. So I don't have to buy another one now.
There you go.
Thanks.
Easy, easy. Oh, can I do a quick shout out to Carrie? Who
yes.
saw me?
Talk about Carrie.
So quickly, I'm at CJ School because, you know, I'm always there. They think I like work there. And I'm in the gym working out. And I'm working out. Long story short, I get in conversation with a mom. She asks me, what's my son's name? I tell her CJ. And she looks at me and she goes, are you on Jeff Lewis? And I was like, yes. And she was like, you're the judge. I was like, yes. And she said, oh, I listen all the time. And I said, well, I'm going to shout you out. Carrie from Chicago. It was so great to meet you. And thank you for listening. It was really cute. All the way down in Florida. They
wow.
listen to you.
Oh, shout out, Carrie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not according to SiriusXM. We don't have any listeners.
Who knows, you know?
Not as much as Amy Phillips. The
darling.
Oh, my God, she's so good.
Darling. How long are you going to be gone? You're not here next week.
Nope. All inclusive. Sayonara, bitches.
Megan, you are hilarious.
Oh my God.
Are
well,
they
that's going to be a
you?
Great trip.
I know. It's going to be it's a 50 cabin ship, so it's small. It's like a small cruise
Intimate.
Ship and it's all people who know each other, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Are they flying you too?
No.
Okay. Oh, so you pay for your airfare. You just get to the boat.
Yeah. Just got to get to the boat.
And like then once you get to the boat, it's all-inclusive, honey.
All-inclusive, honey. It's going to be a big, wild, crazy party in the Caribbean.
You have all your cruise wear?
I've got it all. I got all my cruise line wear.
I cannot wait.
Got my hat.
You better
got
not.
Got my tube top dresses.
I was just going to say.
I packed like 17 tube top dresses. I've got all colors, all varieties.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's going to be really fun. Hope I don't die.
Your Honor, have you ever, any of your clients ever used a polygraph machine?
Yeah.
Because my parents bought me one for my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to use it here on the show. It's going to be a new segment called Jeff Lewis Lies.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you know, we used to use them a lot on paternity court.
You did?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yes.
Oh,
so you strap them up. Would
determined.
You ask the questions? No. What happened?
No.
I know what I'd ask.
Give the questions that we want the polygraph examiner, a licensed examiner, to ask. And then we'd get the results. And then I'd give them on the show, like, whether they were cheating, whether they really slept with someone, whether they were attracted to
Shut
someone.
Up, Megan.
Shut
asked
up, Megan.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. We're going to do our first polygraph next Wednesday. Did Mercedes confirm? She's going to be administering the test, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. To Chef Stu.
That's going to be fun.
I have lots of questions for him.
Okay,
lots
good.
Lots of questions.
Yep. All right. Let's do some... news. Doppelbanging. What is that, Megan?
Doppelbanging is a new term that describes couples that look alike. So they've done some studies, and what they found out is that some people tend to like character physical traits, attributes that are similar to their own. And they pointed out like some celebrity couples like Tom Brady and Giselle, Courtney Cox and the guy from Snow Patrol, that they all have like similar facial characteristics and body type. So that's called doppelbangers.
So you want to fuck someone that looks like you.
Yep.
Mm. I totally get that.
You're kind of like that. Scott kind of looked like you.
I don't
Stu
watch.
Kind of looks like you.
I don't watch porn. I just Google myself.
I really hate you. I really do. I cannot do this with you.
I do. I want to fuck someone who looks exactly like me, but not related. Not related. Right. Obviously. Avi.
But this
not
happens
related.
In the gay community. All the time.
It does?
Really?
It's like
all
the time.
It's a stereotype. Like could they date guys look exactly them? Like
have you seen Austin B from Trader Joe's?
It's a crush I had.
He's basically in front of
he
us.
He does look similar to me.
Really?
It happens all the time.
Now, I heard there used to be this old tale, like in the black community, that if you've been together for so long, you start looking alike. There's a thing.
Oh. There's people like a couple
yes,
like, start dressing
like, start
alike, same haircuts.
But I have never heard of like, I'm going to choose someone that looks like
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know you're doing it.
It's a bias. It's an unconscious bias.
Exactly, yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow. Someone's like, wow, is this your brother or your boyfriend? And you're like, ew. And then you're like,
I feel like most chumps would clone themselves if they could.
Obvi.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm hot as shit.
Looking good in that t-shirt, Jeff.
Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, so what about the woman who got trapped? This is topical.
It is very.
She got trapped in a cruise ship water slide.
Yeah. She was on the Norwegian Encore cruise ship. It has a racetrack on it. It has this giant slide that twists and turns and then dumps you back. You go over the ocean in a clear tube and then it dumps you out. This woman got trapped inside the water slide. So the clear part that was kind of hanging over the ocean, she got stuck inside of it.
Did you watch the video?
No, of course not.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, because I'm a water slide roller coaster rider person.
Yeah.
And it came across my feed and I stopped to watch it.
I did too.
It was scary.
It is scary because if you don't get that momentum.
Yes.
It's really poorly, poorly designed.
I was just thinking to myself, like, I don't want to start nothing, but I'm smelling a suit. I don't know.
Me too.
How do you get out of it?
Because, well, they came to get her. Someone then came through the slide. I mean, they always have a rescue, like, but, you know.
Explain,
plan.
Your Honor. It's like the way this slide, it goes down and it goes up. So if you don't get enough momentum going down, you can't make that next hurdle.
That's exactly right.
So and she kind of got stuck in the middle.
She got stuck because you're right. She did not have the momentum. I'm looking at it now over Megan's shoulder. And it is so scary because I've done those all the time. And it is a fear. It's always a fear like, what if I don't get the momentum? Because your momentum can easily shift if your legs and arms and body twist, right? Just think about sliding. And if you go from vertical to almost a diagonal or horizontal pattern, if your foot or arm hits the side, you lose momentum.
Oh
yeah,
my
wagon would get stuck for sure.
I don't think you could fit in the slide.
Yeah, you're so skinny and hot, you would slide right through.
I really can do this.
Yeah, that terrifying.
But you know, you are handsome, but Jeff, really? Do we need all of this?
Krista would get stuck in that slide.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
With her BBL.
Yeah. Larsa Pippen.
Yep. Couldn't
she
do it.
She couldn't do it. There's a lot of people that couldn't do it.
They should have like some sort of like sign. You know what I mean?
If your ass
is this wide, you cannot enter.
Exactly.
Well, I don't have a BBL, but I definitely have my own ass. And I would be nervous that pullback on the way. No, really.
I think you and I would both get stuck.
I just the gravity on the... Yeah, I don't understand how they expected someone to have enough momentum to
go up
that way.
Right.
How would they get me out? Like dish soap? Like how would you,
olive oil?
How would they get me out, Your Honor?
Now that's the question that they didn't say because that was what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
But the video stops. They say someone came down to get her out. Mm. So I'm not sure if they then... You know,
there must be a hatch.
I'm making this up. Like
there must
a hatch.
Yeah.
There's probably some ladder thing they can throw through that they could crawl back up to the starting point.
Because you can't go over the ocean, though.
You're over the ocean part in the clear part of the tube.
I would freak the fuck out. Yeah. I'm so claustrophobic. There's no way.
She said she was ready to do the slide again. She wasn't that traumatized.
Because she was fucking wasted, probably.
Most
She's a total chump.
All inclusive.
But you're right. Yeah. She's going to sue. She's going to say she has PTSD. Yep. She can't sleep. She has
claustrophobia.
She's on medication. She's had nightmares, and that's what I do.
Absolutely.
You should go in the water slide
on that.
Go on the water slide.
There's no water slide.
Can I ask a question? How come the water slide didn't have any water to just keep her going?
Well, maybe it does.
It did have water.
It should. It can't not have
water. But like Your Honor said, the way she twisted or contorted, she couldn't get the momentum to go back up. So she kind of got stuck in the low part of the slide.
Yeah. If she didn't keep, because they'll tell you, like, stay really straight. Like, you have to
rigid.
Keep it, and you have to keep your arms crossed. It really is crazy when you're riding. And I'm claustrophobic, too. I don't like tight spaces. And I don't like that for that, but I have to activate my fun mom, and CJ's into that, so I do all of that with him.
But what about the ones that are kind of half open? Do you know what I'm saying? Where they don't, those are better.
Yeah, but those
you can
don't
climb out.
But those don't go up. Like,
oh
up.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're
I don't
not
going to go uphill.
The loop. Yeah, the ones that are half open. I mean, they still have, of course, their dangers. But yes, definitely, those are not as bad as the ones that are
completely
enclosed, which I've done as well.
What do they do? Like, if you girls like get a ring stuck on your finger, like how do you get it off?
Butter, olive oil.
So that's what they would need.
Yeah,
like many,
lotion.
many cubes of butter.
So many cubes.
A lot of butter.
Like tubs.
Yeah. Vats.
To get me
container
out.
Container ships.
Oh, my God.
The article I read said she did it 3 times. I mean, ma'am,
she was
after
drunk.
Two.
But she didn't get stuck 3 times. She only got stuck once.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I mean,
it was
that
her
seems kind of stupid.
Do you think she got stuck on the first?
She committed
the third?
To it. So yeah. You get what you pay for, honey.
True.
Wow, you're really empathetic today.
She probably got that beverage package that NCL offers.
Well, and then you also have to, she's going to have to, you know, if, well, we have to see if there's any negligence. You have to see if there's something going on with the design. You're going to have to check a lot of things. And then you got to make sure that somewhere in the fine print of that cruise ticket.
They signed their life away.
You basically sign your life away. Because I've done all that bungee jumping and all that. All of those thrill rides you do, all of those things, I've done those kinds of things. And you definitely sign your life away. You're just like, well, if I die up there, it's
going to
be all
right.
So
you don't think she can
sue? I mean, who knows? We are in a litigious world. You find a way to sue, you're going to sue. I mean, it's going to be worth a try.
Yeah.
Because at the very least, the cruise ship line will probably want to make sure it feels like they're taking care of her, because then they don't want other people to feel deterred from coming on this incredible, spectacular ride that they're selling to the public, or they might just snatch it down and do something else.
I think they should take it down. When I was looking at it,
it
clearly poor design.
Yeah.
I bet those flipper flop, what are those guys? I bet they designed it. Christina Almusa.
Christina and Tarek.
Yeah, I bet they designed it.
It has Subway Talk.
I don't think that's her last name anymore.
What is it?
She's changed it
so many times.
Yeah,
now,
she's been married a lot.
I think she's just hacked now.
Okay.
Christina All right, hacked. So what about the Thailand? The person met the person on Hinge?
This woman met a guy on Hinge.
Yeah.
And they met once. They had dinner. And then they decided to travel the world. So she got a lot of pushback, haters who said that her relationship won't last after she moved to Thailand with this guy. She's a TikTok star. Her name's Summer Fox.
After the first date, she moved to Thailand.
Yep. After the first date. And then they're also going to keep traveling throughout. They're going to Vietnam. They're going to Bali. They're going to, you know, keep
Sounds
their...
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Sounds like something I would do.
Yeah,
I would
totally do it.
If you have the means,
I mean,
you know?
if they were hot and the sex was good, I'd totally quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, good luck with that fucking welcome back video.
Yeah.
I'm out, and HR can suck it. That's what I would say.
Right.
That's what I would do.
I'm going to Thailand.
Well, she's
Fuck
earning,
y'all.
Well, she's also earning money while she's traveling. She's doing, like, collabs with travel companies
and
stuff.
If she's a TikToker, she's broadcasting.
From everywhere.
This is a business move.
Absolutely.
She's getting attention. She's doing her own new... Look, everybody's obsessed with these shows. The Love is Blinds.
Love that show.
The Married at First Sight. It's just that. She's just doing a business move. She's going to TikTok her way through the world with this guy, and everybody's going to watch, and she's going to make more money.
She's going to live her best life.
Fall in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said I could use Windex to get my ass out of that water slide.
Can I ask a question about Love is Blind? Am I the only one who thought Love is Blind was about blind people finding love?
I thought it was.
No.
And when I went to watch it,
Absolutely
I was like,
not.
These people aren't
Where
blind.
Where are the blind people?
I'm not interested. I turned it off.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I want to know, how do blind people date? I don't know.
Well, you can start a new show.
I don't know any blind people.
I know, but like, do looks matter? Do they not matter? I don't know the ins and outs. I'd be curious.
A blind person on this show.
That would be very inclusive.
All inclusive.
We
Since that's all
that.
She can think about.
Does anyone know a blind person?
Shout out blind people.
You know a blind person?
Yeah, my Uncle Ed was blind.
What do you mean was blind?
Was.
Well, he's can, since passed.
Can he see now?
Well, then he
okay,
can't
so
come
he can't
on the
be
show.
On the show, Alyssa.
I missed that part.
Take me out of the blind people discussion. This is not my day. I should have been on this show. I am not laughing
Sorry,
about
Your Honor.
This.
I'm
Sorry.
So looking forward to meet Uncle Ed.
Don't we have a medium or something? We could, like, you know.
How did he die? Did he walk into traffic or something?
Oh, jeez. You are sick. What
happened?
He was old. He passed away.
Oh, I was just asking.
Jesus.
Okay.
He's not Patrick.
What's wrong with you?
Simpson. I know.
All right, why don't we just take calls?
Let's take a break.
Let's do that. Steven in Orange County, good morning. Hi, Steven.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, so I've been reading all this stuff about, you know, the Heather Dubrow comments, and I just wanted to call and say I live down in OC in Laguna.
Yeah.
And when her and her husband were building their big fancy house, and they rented a house in my neighborhood, every Halloween for 3 years is a kid's Halloween party. And she was there, and she is the most rude, nasty, dismissive person, and I say that in quotes, that we've ever come across. Drinking champagne from a bottle, totally inappropriate, nasty to everybody. So I 100% support your side of your view of her.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm just reporting what I witnessed. But so you've witnessed it also. So I think it's good to call people out when they treat people like that.
True.
Your Honor.
Yes.
So one of the OC housewives was on the show recently. She's bright. She's an attorney. She said if you're if you're the smartest person in the room.
You're in the wrong room.
Do you feel like when you're here at Jeff Lewis Live, you're the smartest person in the room?
1,000%. Sometimes I don't even want to come. I just feel so bad for you guys.
No hesitation.
1,000%.
She didn't have to think. You sure you don't want to think about that? No.
Nope.
That's why I'm only here once every few months.
You don't want to lose any brain cells.
Oh, my God. I know. We were talking about IQ yesterday, and I guess the average IQ is 85.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I heard that show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When Julie said that she thought that maybe I was bright, and you were like, Megan? So fuck you, too.
Well, we think the chump IQs are even a little lower, like more like 65.
Oh, boy.
That's real low.
Okay.
But you bring our average up. Otherwise, we'd be at like 35. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, I definitely bring your average up.
It's Thank okay, God for though. You, Your Honor.
It's okay, though.
Thank God.
Somebody's got to do it. It's my duty.
So yesterday, I was in Valley Village because I had to go to the production company. And I was driving down, and I'm going to say which, it's like a major street. And I looked left to where my brother lives. And there were four cop cars, looked like four cop cars in front of his house. So I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? Did Pepper do something?
Yeah.
That's my niece. She's gets in a lot of trouble. But so I pulled down the street. And once again, that empty house next door, squatters.
Yep.
More squatters.
Wow.
It's like a huge house. And it's, I think it's on maybe half an acre, an acre. It's probably like a $5 million house. It's on the market, but it's vacant. People keep moving in.
Yep.
Crazy.
And making themselves at home.
That happens to my friend's house, too, in Hancock Park.
And you have to be so careful that they're going to have to hire like a security company.
Well, they can burn your house down.
And they can burn your house down. And they can stay so long, then they have squatters' rights. Like, mm-hmm. It's crazy. You have to really be mindful of that.
How many police officers did we see?
There were four cars and probably like six or eight cops.
Like, I don't know how many people were living there, but they were escorting them out.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's insane. And so I called up my brother. I said, Todd, there's four cop cars in front of your house. He's like, squatters, more squatters again. I didn't even have to tell him. He already knew because it's happened before.
Wow.
So I don't know in the squatter community if they're like, hey, go to this address. I don't know because they keep showing up.
Squatter community. Mm-hmm. That's new. But I'm thinking about it. Like, there's social media.
Yeah.
I feel like you're making fun of me.
They could have an app. Squatter app.
It's you and your low IQ. I'm just trying to go with you. I'm trying to take the journey.
Come together.
Come down here. Come down here with
us. It's fun down here.
It is. The weather's nice.
Too far down.
I'm trying to work with your low IQ ideas and just.
But don't you think, squatter community?
I'm going to search Facebook.
They must be telling each other where to go because it's like new squatters every week.
Yeah. They're going to my friend Maria's house, too.
Wow. Are they?
Her house is vacant. Yeah, and she had, I mean, every week they're pulling somebody out of that house. It's terrible.
It is.
Yeah. Hancock Park's real nice, though, if you're going to squat.
I would love to.
I'm not going to give the address though, but yeah,
I would love to squat down there.
Mm-hmm. I know. They have big yards.
Big yards,
yeah,
big pools.
Love it. Some have tennis courts.
Yep, absolutely.
Squatters Community Network.
Oh, no.
You want to apologize to me, Your Honor?
No, I don't. I really don't.
A space for anyone squatting close to or part of the squat scene.
There it is.
Who knew? I'm a genius.
Yes, you are.
It's a squat scene.
Yeah. But I said... When I went with your idea, I said, well, there's social media. I mean, at this point, you can link up with like-minded people.
That look just like you.
Yeah. Actually. Can I?
Yeah. I'm sure there's doppelbangers are us online. Look it up, Shane.
Doppelbangers are us.
Doppelbangers.
Yeah. Mm. I'm sure you submit a photo. They match you with your likeness.
I'm going to ask Patty Stinger.
There you go.
Can you find someone who looks exactly like me for me?
Right.
I think it's a great idea,
mm-hmm.
Your Honor. Who do you want to take? Which one do you want to take, Alyssa? All right, let's take Katie, Kentucky. Good morning.
Hi, Jeff. This is Katie from Kentucky. Katie. Shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Katie. Hey.
Jeff, I just had to tell you this story about my niece who is absolutely Monroe's twin flame. She was about 2.5 years old, and she had done something and gotten in trouble, and so my younger brother put her on the steps and said, I'm going to go get your stuff, and you need to sit here and think about what you did. And we go back a couple minutes later, and he said, so, Lola, have you been thinking about what you did? She said, yeah, Daddy, I've been thinking about getting a new daddy.
Go, Lola.
See, that's when you start. You have
that
to, like, bite your lip.
Room.
Yeah.
I turn my head and we'll laugh. Like, I'll turn my head so she doesn't see me. And then I turn around with, like, serious face. But someone just DM'd me that I should, speaking of turning, I should turn her around in the timeout.
Face
and make
the wall.
Her face the wall. Mm-hmm. That way she's not, you know what I mean? She taunts me. She taunts me in the timeouts.
Right. So funny.
And how long do you think I should keep her in there, that timeout? She's five. 5 minutes? I've been doing 5 minutes.
Five minutes is fine. Yeah.
I think you're very right about the Nana. Because that is what's going to, she'll lose her shit with that without that Nana. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Now, don't let the child psychologist call and talk about us because I'm not that, but I'm just telling you, it has to be something she wants. And it has to feel like she's losing something. Because other than that, I'm just standing, you know.
Are you tracking Drew, by the way, while you're out of town?
No, but I should.
You should. Absolutely need to track her.
Yeah, I got to put that.
She's got a new hot boyfriend now. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. Never mind.
Jesus. You're right, Your Honor.
Your Honor's
you really
shaking
cannot
her head.
Say, you cannot tell him anything.
I'm sorry. It just came out.
I ain't telling him nothing else.
No, okay. You're Jesus.
I'm sorry. Okay, but.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay, but you need to track her.
I will.
Seriously.
Yes, I will.
Is Nanny going to watch her?
No, she's with Dad. She's with
her
dad.
Well, that's worse. It is worse.
She's with her dad and her stepmom. It'll be fine.
Right, but they've got all those kids. They don't keep track of Drew.
I know. I'll get the Life 360 on her before I go.
Can she drive the car? Is it drivable?
It's drivable.
Put the car in the shop while you're gone so she can't drive.
It's a great idea, Shane.
Done.
Oh, wow.
You are. I think we're smarter than you're letting on.
Yeah.
That was a genius idea.
Thanks.
Your Honor's ready to go.
Yeah, she can't wait. She keeps looking at the door.
Yeah, she's like getting her purse. Your Honor, thank you so much for being here.
I had a blast. Thank you for
Thanks
having
for bringing
me.
Our IQ average up.
Anytime.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.